On the Pasuk Zeyitnu, which the Torah says in reference to the Machtzis HaShekel, the Razal tell us, Rashi brings it in his Pirush al HaTorah, Amar Rav Meir said, that Kimin Matbeya Shel Eish, Hashem took out like a coin of fire from under his Kisei HaKavod, shows it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, Zeyitnu, this is what they should give, meaning something that looks like this coin of fire. Similar to this, that Hashem shows Moshe an example for something that he had commanded him, we find in regards to a number of inyanim. First of all, it says, Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu was having a difficulty with the Maisa HaMenorah, how the Menorah is made, until Hashem showed him a Menorah of fire. A second thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was having difficulty with the Moilad HaLavana, what the moon looks like at the stage when you need to sanctify the new moon, the new month. Hashem shows him, points with his finger, and says, Kozer Eve Kadesh, Hashem points in the sky to the moon and says, when it looks like this. And number three, by the Isur of Shirotzim, the creepy, crawly things that the Torah tells us are Tomei, it says, Vezelochem Atomei, again Hashem is pointing it out, and other examples. The question that Rebbe has is, in regards to these other things, we can understand why Hashem needs to show it to him. Because clearly there are certain details and complicated aspects about them in their design or otherwise. For example, by the Menorah. The Menorah has the designs of the special Gevi'im, Kaftorim, Parochim, all the special designs that it had. It all has to be part of one piece of gold. It has to be in a specific part of the Menorah. It has to have a specific design and form. We understand it's difficult and complicated. Hashem shows Moshe Rabbeinu. When it comes to the Moilad Alavana, again, Moshe Rabbeinu has to know at exactly which size, what the moon has to look like, so we should be able to sanctify it. We should also be able to be certain that it is the moon, and be able to describe where in the sky it was seen with all the details, as the Gemara says, what we used to question and ask the Eidos that would come to testify that they saw the moon. So too, when it comes to the Shrotzim, not necessarily all of them were known exactly what they look like. So Hashem shows Moshe Rabbeinu. However, when it comes to the Machtzis HaShekel, the question becomes, it doesn't seem to be anything complicated and difficult, what a Machtzis HaShekel is. In fact, we even find Eliezer Eved Avram using the exact amount that was used now for the Machtzis HaShekel. So it would have been enough for Hashem to say to Moshe Rabbeinu that a Machtzis HaShekel should be given. Why is it that he has to show him a matbeya, a coin of fire? So Tosfos and Menachos explains why the Gemara actually doesn't count Machtzis HaShekel amongst the things that Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty with, as in the Menorah and the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Shrotzim. So Tosfos says you can't say Niskasha, Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea Bechlal if Hashem wouldn't have shown him. So the Rebbe asks, what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have any idea of what a Machtzis HaShekel is, the amount of a Machtzis HaShekel? What's so difficult about that? And even if Moshe Rabbeinu does not know the exact size and measurement and weight and so on, Hashem could tell it to him. How much it has to be, how big it has to be, how much it has to weigh and so on. Why does Hashem have to show it to him? He could just tell it to him. Furthermore, even if we should say that the only way of really understanding the Machtzis HaShekel is by showing something practical, why does it have to be a coin of fire? On the contrary, it would be more accurate to show what a Machtzis HaShekel of silver is, the one that's actually going to have to be given. Just like Hashem shows him the moon in the sky, just like Hashem shows him the Shrotzim. Now, the fact by the Menorah, he showed a Menorah of fire, that's understood. Because a golden Menorah actually didn't exist yet at the time. And in the footnotes over here, the Rebbe also discusses why Hashem couldn't make a special golden Menorah, etc. But in the Sicha itself, the Rebbe says the golden Menorah didn't actually exist yet. Whereas the Machtzis HaShekel, which is a physical coin, a physical size, a physical weight, why doesn't Hashem just show him an actual Machtzis HaShekel instead of pulling one out of fire from under the Kisei HaKavod? The Rebbe asks another question. We have another Tosfos in Chulin. Previous one was in Menachos, this was in Zechulin. And Tosfos answers the question of why it is that the Machtzis HaShekel isn't counted amongst the other things that Moshe Rabbeinu has a difficulty with. And Tosfos says like this, that in this case, Hashem shows it to him, even though Moshe Rabbeinu did not have any difficulty with it. But Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering about what could possibly be an atonement, koifer nafshei, to give something as an atonement for your soul. So Hashem pulls out a coin of fire. So the Rebbe asks, these two Tosfos seem to be, their logic seems to be exactly opposite from each other. The first Tosfos that we quoted from Menachos, what did Tosfos say? Not only that Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty with it, much more than that, he bechlal didn't have any idea what this Machtzis HaShekel is. Whereas the Tosfos in Chulin, the second Tosfos that we just quoted, Tosfos says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a difficulty at all. He would have known exactly what the Machtzis HaShekel is, even without Hashem showing it to him. Hashem is showing it to him because of a totally different reason, because Moshe Rabbeinu was questioning how it could be a kapora and so on. How do we understand these two Tosfos? In order to understand all of this, says the Rebbe, we're first going to explain something that the Rambam says in regards to the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel. So the Rambam says, Hatzivui, the command that we were commanded for the Machtzis HaShekel every single year. Hashem tells us, the pasuk is, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi. That's one pasuk the Rambam brings, that each man should give the atonement for his soul. The Rambam then says, V'omer, and another pasuk, the Hashem tells us, Ze yitnu, this is what they should give. The question is, why does the Rambam need these two psukim? Why is Ze yitnu not enough? The pasuk says clear, this is what they should give, the Machtzis HaShekel. Especially that the command for the Machtzis HaShekel is specifically in this pasuk. It says, Ze yitnu, kola oiver al apkudim, Machtzis HaShekel. Here is where you have clearly the idea of Machtzis HaShekel. Whereas in the first pasuk that the Rambam brings, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshei, each person should give the atonement for a soul, doesn't actually even mention the actual mitzvah of giving the Machtzis HaShekel as a mitzvah for itself. The way it says it over there is that if you want to count the B'nai Yisroel, then each one should give a kapara for his nefesh, an atonement for his soul, so that there shouldn't be any plague, any epidemic when they're being counted, etc. But it's not being said directly as a mitzvah of a Machtzis HaShekel. So why does the Rambam even need that pasuk? So to explain this, the Rebbe says that really, in the mitzvah of giving the Machtzis HaShekel, we find two dinim, which the Rebbe is going to explain that each one is related to one of these psukim. The first one is that when you give the Machtzis HaShekel, it all has to be given together. That means, as the Rambam paskens, you can't give a little bit of it today, a little bit of it tomorrow. You have to give it all together. So that's din number one. The second one is that what you have to give is an actual coin of a Machtzis HaShekel, a silver half shekel. So you can't, for example, give made up from a few smaller coins. You can't give the value of the silver amounts to the Machtzis HaShekel. There has to be one single coin of a Machtzis HaShekel. So again, it's two separate halachas. First of all, that has to be all given at the same time, but in addition to this, it also has to be given as one coin. In regards to this idea, the Rambam says that it all has to be given at the same time. The Ragat Shavar explains the reason for this, is that the giving of the Machtzis HaShekel has a din of a carbon, because it's a kapara. It has the din of kapara, of atonement. And when it comes to kapara, you can never do things halfway. As the Gemara says, when one has to do tshuva and return that which was stolen from a geir, and eventually has to be given to the koyein, etc., karban asham, and so on and so forth. So it says, you have to give it to the koyein, the Gemara says, and if you gave it half at a time, you're not yoytza. Why? Because the Torah refers to it as an asham, comparing it to a karban asham. And when it comes to a karban, an asham, a kapara, it can never be done halfway at a time. Now, in regards to this idea that the Machtzis HaShekel is a karban or is a kapara, this itself could be understood in two ways. Number one, the Machtzis HaShekel is a kapara. Why? Because with a Machtzis HaShekel, we're going to be buying the karbonis tzibur that are going to be used throughout the year, which are for the sake of kapara. That's one way of understanding why we associate the Machtzis HaShekel with kapara. A second way of understanding it is that the actual giving of the Machtzis HaShekel, right now, the actual Machtzis HaShekel, that itself is a kapara. That itself is like you giving a carbon right now, like a personal carbon. The Rebbe says these two ways of looking at it, we could actually say this is a machloikas between Rashi and the Rambam. That is, that Rashi, the Rebbe is going to learn, is more that it's about the karbonis that are going to be brought with it, as opposed to the Rambam, who is the one that we're trying to explain earlier, the two different dinim that the Rambam brought, as we'll soon see. So Rashi explains on the and says as follows, regarding the Truma, of the Machtis HaShekel, that is, the Pasuk says, L'chaper al nafshei seichem, meaning to say, because the karbonos that are going to be bought with it are for kapara. In other words, when it says L'chaper al nafshei seichem, in plural, on your souls, because it's a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, because this is going to be used for the karbonos tzibur, meaning this is a kapara for all the Yidden together with the karbonos that are brought. However, the Rambam is learning it from the pasuk that we said before, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi, the pasuk that speaks about in singular. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it's not referring to the kapara of the karbonos tzibur that will be brought with the machtzis hashekel, but rather the machtzis hashekel itself is like a karbon. The actual giving of the machtzis hashekel, that's already kapara, not only what's going to happen later with the money. Says the Rebbe, based on this, we'll now see another difference between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, when a person is giving machtzis hashekel, he actually has to have in mind that it's for the karbonos tzibur. However, when we look at the Rambam, it seems to me that this is a totally separate idea that we're going to bring the karbonos tzibur from it, as is evident from the fact that in the first Perek in Hilchos Shkalim, the Rambam only discusses the mitzvah itself of how the machtzis hashekel is given. He doesn't mention at all the idea that since the karbonos tzibur are going to be brought from the new machtzis hashekel coming in, therefore there's a mitzvah min ha-toyre that a person should give the machtzis hashekel every single year. That's not what the Rambam says. Furthermore, he doesn't even mention the idea that karbonos tzibur are going to be brought from it. Furthermore, the Rebbe says, in Perek Dalet, the Rambam, when he starts discussing the karbonos tzibur, he's starting off as if he's starting a whole new idea. He starts off saying, the Terumas HaLishka, this money that's taken for the Machtzis HaShekel, what's going to be done with it? We're going to buy with it the Karbonos Tamidin of every single day, the Karbon Musaf, other Karbonos Tzibur, etc. In other words, when the Yid actually gave the Machtzis HaShekel, which is what the Rambam is discussing in Perek Aleph, it's not so relevant whether it's for Karbonos Tzibur. Rather, as we said, this itself is already like a kapara, it's a carbon for itself. The fact that karbonos will be brought with it later from the machtzis hashekel, that's another idea, but it's not in the essence of machtzis hashekel itself. So now, let's just summarize the main point so far that we're up to, is that according to the Rambam, giving the machtzis hashekel itself is like giving a, bringing a carbon, or is a form of kapara. Again, as opposed to Rashi, but what's relevant now is the Shita of the Rambam. Says the Rebbe, now we can understand why the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, is quoting the two psukim that we said before. Because from each one of these psukim, we're learning something else about the Geder, about the definition of what giving Machtzis HaShekel is all about. That is, from the words, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi, we learn that Machtzis HaShekel is a kapara. It's like a carbon. And therefore, what's going to come out from this is, as we said before from the Ragat Shavit, you're going to have to give it all together, because it's a kapara. You can't do half today, half tomorrow. From the word ze yitnu, ze indicates something that you're giving one thing. Ze, it's this. Here we're learning another idea, that you can't even give 10 individual gator, for example, a sum of 10 to equal the machtzis hashekel, which then you may have thought, in other words, you could, and therefore, maybe if you're giving separate things, you could also give it in separate times and so on. But here we're learning something new now. You actually have to give one coin, one machtzis hashekel. As the Ragachover puts it, it's called a shir atzmi, not a shir amitztarev. It's not something made up of a bunch of things together that makes up the shir, the amount. It's in essence one thing, this machtzis hashekel. And therefore, now that Rebbe concludes what we just said, we now have two dinim. There's one din as far as the person is concerned. There's another din in the object that has to be given, in the machtzis hashekel. That is, The nosnu ish kofer nafshi is about the person. He has to give a kapara. This is the halacha on the person. Since he is bringing a kapara, therefore he has to give it all at one time. It can be half today, half tomorrow. There's another halacha, the object that has to be given. That's the zeyitnu. Here we're learning something regarding the object of the mitzvah, the cheftza, that the chiyuv is zeyitnu. We have to have a concept called a machatzis hashekel, a coin of a machatzis hashekel, not just money or silver that's going to add up to the amount, to the value, or to the weight of the machatzis hashekel. Says the Rebbe, now we'll also understand, in the wording of the Rambam uses a double expression. He uses two expressions. He says that when you give the machzis hashekel, he says, kuloi ka'achas and bepa'amachas. Obviously, because there's two points over here. There's two ideas over here that you're giving a coin and you're also giving it all at the same time. Says the Rebbe and Sif, hey, now we can understand what it means, though it says zeyitnu, that Hashem takes out a coin of fire from under his kisei hakavod, and he shows it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, it's something like this that you have to give. And we're going to also understand now why it has to be specifically a fire. So the Rebbe now goes ahead to describe what fire is all about. The Rebbe says there's a very big difference between fire and the other elements from which Hashem makes everything in creation. So we know that there's four elements. There's the wind, water, dust, and fire. The other three are always measured in some way based on their quantity, how much space they take up, or how much they measure, how much they're worth, and so on and so forth. There's always something to measure and to weigh. And however, when it comes to fire, it's not measured about how much space it's taking up. It's not limited in a particular place, a space. Because the whole idea of Eish, a fire, is more about a quality thing. Even a tiny drop of fire could just spread and spread and spread. And this is why when Hashem wants to show Moshe Rabbeinu the Machzis HaShekel, if he would have just showed him a silver Machzis HaShekel, it still wouldn't have been clear what the geder of the mitzvah is. What is the real essence of here, what you didn't have to be doing? In other words, is he just being told you have to give the worth of this piece of silver, of a machzis hashekel, or otherwise, and therefore maybe you could give it however you want, as long as eventually it's worth a half a shekel? Or does it have to be the amount of silver, the weight of a half a shekel? Does it have to be specifically a coin that its weight is a half a shekel of kesef, of silver? Therefore Hashem shows him a coin of fire, which its weight was a machzis hashekel, but a coin of fire. What's Hashem trying to say to him? That no, it's not about the quantity. It's not about the worth, the value, or even the weight of the machzis hashekel. It's the essence, as we said before, there is this one nekuda that there has to be. It has to be the metzias of a machzis hashekel. It has to specifically be a coin of a half a shekel. We're not dealing over here with only something that could weigh and take up as much space and value of the half a shekel. In other words, the geder of the mitzvah itself is to give something. The geder is not to give something that has the value of a half a shekel, or even to say that that's a condition that the silver has to be in the shape of a coin or something like that. But rather, the point that Eibishter is trying to make is that is the very essence, the geder, the definition of the mitzvah is that it has to be a coin like this, a coin that's a half a shekel. Says the Rebbe, this is expressed dafke in the coin of fire, because I said before, fire is not the thing that's measured based on a certain value or a certain worth or a certain weight and so on. Rather, it's the actual etzem metzius of what it is. It's fire. Says the Rebbe, and obviously, since clearly we're not going to be giving a coin of fire, so when he says zeyitnu, it doesn't mean this a coin of fire. It means what's unique about fire. In other words, the idea of fire as it's expressed in a coin of silver, but what would it mean is that you have to davke give something that's this coin, exactly like this, and not just, again, the worth of it, the value, the weight, and so on and so forth. Says the Rebbe, now let's have a look at the two explanations of Tosfos, and how they're not a contradiction between each other. In fact, each one is giving us, telling us, one of the ideas that we said about the Machzis HaShekel. And that is like this. In Mesach de Menachos, when Tosfos says, Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea at all what kind of coin this is going to be. He wouldn't have known at all what it's all about if Hashem doesn't show him. Means that if Hashem wouldn't show him the coin of fire, Moshe Rabbeinu not only would have had a difficulty, he wouldn't have known at all this halacha that Zeyitnu, that it's a chefza, it has to be dafka, coin of a half a shekel. He may have thought, yes, it could be the worth of a half a shekel, the weight of a half a shekel, and so on. When it comes to Masechta Chulin, there Tosfos is saying something else. Moshe Rabbeinu's wonder over here was not anymore about the physical idea of what needs to be given. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu was questioning something else. It was more about the person. What could a person give that will be a kapara for himself? In other words, seemingly, we said before, it's a kapara. How is that? How is it suddenly a kapara? It's not a carbon. How does the machtis hashekel work as far as atoning for the person? So here, it's a different question. Says the Rebbe, based on this, that the question over here of Moshe is not that he doesn't know what a machtis hashekel is, but rather, he's trying to understand the carbon aspect of it. So when Hashem shows him a coin of fire, what's Hashem telling him? Here it's not telling him anymore, like in the other Tosfos, that it has to be a matbeya, as we explained before, the machzis ha-shekel. Here what's coming to be explained more is the concept of how the person could give the machzis ha-shekel as a carbon, as a kapara. How do we understand this? So the Rebbe says that in kapara, generally, there's two kinds of kapara. There's two ideas in kapara. We find kapara through karbonos, l'chaper al nafshei seichem, which is a kapara for your soul. And then there is, as we say over here, by the machzis hashekel, koifer nafshei. What's the difference? Kapara through karbonos means, as the translation of kapara usually is, an atonement, to forgive for something, means that it's being removed, the impact, the tumah of the sin that was committed. When it comes to koifer nafshoi, we're not speaking over here about taking off the sin. Koifer over here is from the word of redeeming the soul. That means that this nefesh is sort of being exchanged, redeemed, becoming like a new existence, a new metzius. These two ideas of kapara are generally also two ideas that we find by the concept of becoming pure from tumah, even in the simple sense. We have one idea when a person goes to the mikveh, he toivels in water, and that removes the tumah. Then there is what the Gemara speaks about, toiveling in fire. The Gemara says that the ideal tevilah, the ideal toiveling, would actually be in fire. What's the idea of fire? It's not about removing the tumah. It's like fire in the literal sense, which is when you put a keli, when you put a vessel through the furnace, through the kiln, it becomes like a new keli, a new metzias. The fire is recreating or making something new out of what was put in the fire. Says the Rebbe, this is the difference between the kapara of karbonos and the koifer nafshei that happens by machzis hashekel. By the karbonos, generally, karbonos come for an aveda that someone did b'shoigeg. He did it by mistake, or at least not on things that are kareis, Mrs. Bezdin, and so on. Well, what about the machzis hashekel? It's coming, as it was for the first time, it's coming for the chet ha'egel. It's something that touched the very essence of the yid. It's definitely a chi of misa. And therefore, what's needed is something much deeper. Koifer nafshei. It's not only about a removal of a certain stain or sin and so on. It's redeeming, it's replacing, it's making a whole new metzias that the person should become. Says the Rebbe, this is what Hashem is revealing through showing him a coin of fire. That the machzis hashekel works similar to toiveling, to immersing in fire. In other words, like becoming a new metzias. Says the Rebbe, even though that Hashem showed the matbeya shalesh to show as the giving of the machzis hashekel, as we said before, is not about the worth and the value, but you have to dafke give this coin exactly. What does Rashi say, however, that this matbeya shalesh, he showed a matbeya shalesh, that was the weight of a machzis hashekel. Rashi says, Her elokim in matbeya shalesh, Hashem showed him a coin of fire, umishkolo, with the weight of a machzis hashekel. So, before we said it's not so much about the weight, it's just this coin, but Rashi says, and it weighed a half a shekel. Says the Rebbe, from the fact that Hashem made a miracle within a miracle, not only showing him a coin of fire, but also that this coin of fire has a weight, this proves that even this detail of the weight, Hashem is coming to teach Moshe Rabbeinu something over here, that if not for that, showing him the coin of fire and its weight, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have known it on his own. In other words, when the Machtis HaShekel is being given, what's relevant over here is not only that it's a Matbeya Shalesh, but also that it has to be similar to Matbeya Shalesh that has what? A weight. What does this mean? Says the Rebbe in Siftes, we're going to understand it by first having a look again at what Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering about. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "My yuchal adam litein," what could a person give as an atonement for his soul, as quoted earlier from the Tosfos. And this is why Hashem shows Moshe Rabbeinu a coin of fire. This idea originates in the Medrash. And there it says that when it says, V'noshnu ish koifer nafshe, etc., this is one of the things, one of three things, that Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Hashem, and the Medrash says, V'nival, v'nirta la'achoyrev, he was shocked, he was shaken up, he sort of jumped backwards. The Medrash says, when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzavez b'nei Yisrael, es korban ilach mi li'ishai, tell the B'nai Yisrael to bring this carbon. And this will be my bread, my fire, and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu said, who could actually manage to bring enough carbonis to Hashem? If we even bring all the animals of the fields, it would never be enough for Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Eini mevakesh lefi koichi. I don't ask according to my abilities. I ask according to the Yidden's ability. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'asu li migdash shachanti b'soichom, Moshe Rabbeinu said, who could make a migdash that Hashem is going to dwell in it? Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kaluch. Even the greatest heavens cannot contain Hashem. Hashem again says, Eini mevakesh lefi koichi, elo lefi koichom. So the question that Rebbe asks is, since Moshe Rabbeinu heard already regarding the Mishkan, that I'm not asking according to my ability, but according to the Yidden's ability, what is so shocking that Moshe Rabbeinu is so surprised when he hears the words, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi, regarding the Machtzis HaShekel? Now, seemingly, you cannot say that what Moshe Rabbeinu is bothered by, because this is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, which is, as we said before, touches the very, very essence of the Yid, because even for this we find already that Hashem said to bring a bull during the day of the Miluim, the preparation for the Mishkan, lechaper al Maisei HaEgel, to atone for the Maisei HaEgel, which was a par, a calf, a bull, and so on. So what's bothering Moshe Rabbeinu so much over here? So the Rebbe says, by the Mishkan, it's understood that what Yidden are doing is lefi koichen, according to their ability. Why is that? Because the whole participation was the generosity of their hearts. As the Pasuk says, kol isha sheyidvenu liboy, everything that you feel like giving. Kol nediv liboy yivyeho, anyone has a generous heart and wants to donate could bring it. So it's all about really the feelings and the ability of the person. By bringing that bull that we quoted before is a carbon. By carbon we have the idea that when a person brings a carbon, it has to be lertsoina, it has to be willingly. And it has to be the desire of the person donating it, the person whose carbon it is, and so on. Which all emphasizes the idea that Hashem says, I'm asking according to their ability, not according to my ability, according to what the Yid is able to, what he wants to, what he's capable of, etc. However, when it comes to the Machtzis HaShekel, we have a different halacha. Every single Yid has to give the Machtzis HaShekel, whether he wants to or not. Furthermore, we know that in certain things we say that koifinoisai, we say over here that a person would even be forced to give the Machtzis HaShekel, and if someone doesn't give it, will take away a security, a mashkin from him, against his will even take his garments off him, just to get the Machtzis HaShekel. So here is already a very, very different sort of situation. We're even taking it against his will. Says the Rebbe, even though you could say by karbonis, there's also a concept of koifinoisai, that we force a person, but at least there, we're forcing the person until he will say roitzani, until finally, eventually, he agrees and he does give it mertzoinoi, by his own will. In other words, the person clearly has to say, I want. And even though he's being forced to it, but nevertheless, when he verbalizes it, it really does express what he wants deep down inside, because as we know, the famous Rambam that says that every year deep down inside wants to do what Hashem wants, and now he's also expressing it and saying Roitzani. But by Machatzis HaShekel, we don't even find that the Yid has to say Roitzani, that I want to do it. That means it's completely doing it without his desire. So says the Rebbe, now is the question, since the giving itself is completely a chitzoiniistic idea, he's just giving it with his hand, and it's completely not with his nefesh, with his desire, and so on. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. How could this type of giving be a koifer nafshi, an atonement for a soul, when seemingly here it's just Hashem commanded him to give, he's giving, but you can't say this is his koyach, his ability, his interest, he's putting in his bit. It's almost like he's not even involved in it. So this is what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem shows him a coin of fire with a weight of the Machtzis HaShekel, which comes from under the Kisei HaKavod, and as we'll see in a moment, how this will clarify and explain what Moshe Rabbeinu is bothered by. And the Rebbe explains in the following way. Says the Rebbe, the inner reason for this is, why by Machtzis HaShekel, in fact, we don't force the person that he should say Roitzani, especially, as we said before, it's similar to a carbon. So why don't we treat it like a carbon in that sense? Says the Rebbe, it's actually because of this idea itself that Machtzis HaShekel comes to atone for the Chet HaEgel, which, as we said before, reaches the deepest part of the Yid. They had completely disattached themselves on the deepest level of their nefesh and their pnimius, Rachman al-Itzlan. Therefore, says the Rebbe, it wouldn't even help of your koifen oiseyache yoima roitzani to say that the inner desire is coming out, because seemingly even that part was already cut off. He completely disattached himself, even on that level. This is why Hashem takes out